Proclamation number 5292 of 10th of January, 1952. Satan's hatred and cunning to put out the light. At present, people are in impenetrable spiritual darkness on this earth who have no contact with me, who alone can give them the light. Wherever darkness is spread across the earth, there is also confusion amongst people, and it grows ever greater the closer the end is. And the battle between light and darkness rages with all its might and will continue until the end. The light seeks to penetrate, but darkness seeks to prevent it, and it has the upper hand because people themselves want darkness and do not desire light. But for the few who desire it, I send light bearers to illuminate the path they shall take in order to reach me. Nevertheless, I do not put a stop to the activities of the dark forces, for people have to fight this battle in the last days themselves. They have to bring it to a conclusion themselves, which they can easily do with my help. Yet I will never allow the light to be extinguished for those who seek it. That the forces of darkness gain power over people who strive towards the light, that a person who longs for light and truth falls into error and is thus controlled by my adversary and made to fall away from me. And therefore I myself intervene as soon as they're in danger of being ensnared by lies and error. And I often have strange means which you don't recognize as help at first, because you should first get to know the error before I expose it. For you should be active yourselves, you should stimulate your heart and intellect to examine, you should reject or accept both emotionally and intellectually and therefore intimately join me so that I enlighten your spirit. For it is necessary. You do not know the wiles of the enemy of your souls, you do not know the snares in which he wants to catch you. You do not know his helpers, the multitudes of unrighteous spirits who beset you and want to turn you away from me. For he hates those who walk in the light and recognize him, he hates those who are devoted to me and strive to comply with my will. And his hatred is so strong that he will not shy away from any means to destroy my own. And I do not resist him, but I protect you. I will not let the light go out through him as long as my own want to stand in the light, and anyone who has once become mine will no longer want to miss the light. I protect them and will always uncover my adversary's game because he oversteps his authority, because he wants to take hold of what has long belonged to me, what is already decided for me in free will. He can certainly still succeed where there is still night, he can prevent a light from being lit there, he can deny the light bearers access to people who stand in darkness. Yet the slightest will of these for a glimmer of light makes his effort fruitless, for this will burst every wall and the light penetrates through. But he seeks revenge, and in his thirst for revenge he devises all kinds of plans to cause discord, to endanger love and to have a disruptive effect wherever a circle of my own gathers in order to carry out redemptive work on erring souls. For he fights for these souls and does not want them to find me and learn to love me. But these have my protection and I will truly not abandon them to my adversary if they want to serve me. And the fact that they want to serve me is testified to by their earnestness and their will to love, which they give to all those who are in earthly and spiritual adversity. I help them if they get into trouble themselves due to my adversary's oppression, I give them clear knowledge where there is danger of failure, I give them strength and grace and hold them with a strong hand so that they will not fall, I protect them so that he cannot plunge them into the abyss, I support everyone and let my light shine wherever light is desired. For my adversary is certainly allowed to influence the human being's free will, yet he is never allowed to force the will of those who have already decided in favor of me. He will never succeed in extinguishing the light which I myself have kindled, and he will never be able to hinder the work of those whom I have trained as bearers of light. Amen.